Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. For more than 40 years, royalties from oil and mineral rights on state of Michigan-owned land have gone to the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund. The trust fund is controlled by a nonpartisan board. It uses the money to buy parkland and to help cities and counties develop public recreation areas. More than 30 years ago, voters passed a constitutional amendment that barred the legislature from raiding that fund. Republican State Senator Darwin Boer says the trust fund board refused to fund some development, but there's plenty of money. He wants to spend $7.7 million more of the trust fund that's reserved to pay for 43 projects the board did not approve. Here to talk about that is the director of the Department of Natural Resources, Keith Cray. Senator Boer says the trust fund has hit the maximum amount of money it's allowed. It's earning interest on that $500 million. The trust fund board did not spend all of it, and he wants to fund these other projects. What's wrong with that?
I'd back up just a second. Some people call it a cap, but really it was once the trust fund hit $500 million, an interest in earnings of those dollars could go for acquisition and development. And so the trust fund board, it's highly professional, nonpartisan, has individuals on it that run foundations for a living, like Steve Hamp, who runs the Ford Foundation. And so what the trust fund board is attempting to do is to maintain the buying power of the trust fund over time.
Bridge Magazine's Ron French reported on this. He found that these 43 projects that the senator wants to fund have been requested by cities and counties. Senator Boer says there's no reason not to fund these recreational developments. So why did the trust fund board not fund them?
The financial policy, if you will, of the trust fund board currently is we try to get a 5% return on our investment and have a 2.5% expenditure strategy. So the trust fund board has to pay all the assessments, property taxes, staff costs, review costs, closing fees, and as your public knows, those fees go up, so you need to maintain those dollars and the buying powers of those dollars.
We talked to Senator Boer's office. The argument he's making is that there are 199 projects that have not been completed, some of them dating back to 2009. The senator says those recreational developments should be finished. So I know you're talking about trying to maintain the fund, but why would these projects be left hanging?
So anyone who's ever done a construction project knows that there are things that happen to delay construction projects. So let's start with the fundamentals. 88% of the projects are done. So now we're now talking about 12% of the projects. Those are primarily local projects. As the legislature delays funding for projects, people actually lose construction cycles. So if you, in the best case scenario, have the legislature approve the project in June, and then you have to go through title searches, closings, and making sure you still have the money available, it's probably the fall. So you've lost an entire construction season. It is not abnormal to have projects that are out there for longer than a year. And in fact, we work with directly with the community so that the communities are not at risk.
The senator told Bridge Magazine that the legislature has a responsibility to make sure these projects are funded if the money is available. The legislature does have to approve the trust fund board's recommendations and appropriate the money. So why shouldn't the legislature tack on these projects if it sees fit?
Well, the Constitution is very specific. It's projects recommended by the board, and the appropriation process, which the senator is right, is under the purview of the legislature. But the recommendation process is under the purview of the board. It's very clear in the Constitution, and that's one of the problems with Senate Bill 280.
The legislature has tried to raid the Natural Resources Trust Fund a couple of times in recent years. The attorney general says it is unconstitutional, as you mentioned. What happens if the legislature actually approves Senator Boer's bill?
Well, that's yet to be seen. First, I do have faith in the process, and part of what the senator's asking for is a public vetting to see if there are problems with the trust fund and if there's ways for it to be more efficient and expedient. And that's a fair conversation to have.
What else about this bill concerns you?
The only other part of Senate Bill 280 that the senator is attempting to do is to have the DNR apply to the trust fund, get turned down by the trust fund in order for us to be able to purchase land, which that means that duck hunters who are paying a duck stamp for wetlands for high-end recreational values or managed state game areas, we would be prohibited from doing that unless we went and competed directly with local units of governments, got turned down, and then we could do that. So that delays the process probably 18 months. Doesn't make policy sense.
Hang on, you're going to have to walk me through that again. Break it down for me.
Yeah, so what Senate Bill 280 says, it's right in front of me. So, yeah, it says, except for land purchase entirely from funding from a land exchange facilitation fund, the department shall not acquire land in this state with funding from any source. That means fish and game sources, that means land and conservation sources, unless the department has first submitted an application for funding from the trust fund, and the funding from the trust fund has been denied. So that then means that, you know, the state agency will be in direct competition with many small local units of government, and with all due respect, I'd say our sophistication on grant writing might be more than a small town in the eastern end or western end of the UP. And so there's a couple constitutional issues, and then there's a couple policy issues. So I think the senator's aim is to severely restrict the department's ability to purchase land. So if something came up along Lake Michigan, high-end sand dune, high-end access site, we could not purchase it with other funds unless I was first turned down by the trust fund.
If this is passed, is the governor likely to veto it?
Yes. Don't put me on the air with that one.
I would like to tell you it's too late.
Well, that's okay. I guess it'd be okay to say that this governor does support natural resources, and he does support the thoughtful implementation. You can never anticipate fully what will happen during the process, but as is, we oppose the legislation.
Keith Cray is the director of the Department of Natural Resources. Thanks for talking with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Lester.
As I mentioned during the interview, we reached out to Senator Boer's office and talked with a staff member there who talked with us about the senator's position.